Welcome. Welcome to the deep dive. You know, sometimes life feels like you're navigating a maze blindfolded, but what if there was, like a map, a structured spiritual framework to help understand not just our inner world, but maybe even the broader universe? So today, we're diving into exactly that. Our source material is called Journey Through the Seven Planes of Existence, Accessing Higher Consciousness for Healing and Self-Transformation. It's described as, a spiritual framework designed to offer clear pathways towards deeper self-awareness, healing, and, spiritual evolution. Our mission here is to really unpack this core idea of the seven planes. We want to explore the unique energies and teachings they supposedly hold. And the source suggests this isn't just theory, right? It talks about practical tools, insights for finding, inner balance, clarity, and peace.
Absolutely. And what's really interesting is how it structures this whole journey. It's about connecting with and maybe aligning with these different planes, dimensions of existence. It lays out this broad path, taking you from like the foundational grounding energies, what it calls the mineral kingdom, all the way up to the highest realms of divine unity and unconditional love. It's quite a spectrum.
And it mentions tools like meditative practices, visualizations, and reflective exercises.
Exactly, to help you release attachments, clear out limiting beliefs, and integrate these powerful insights.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Let's see what this journey truly entails, maybe plane by plane. So the journey kicks off with an introduction, right? Setting an intention for the whole path sounds like a pretty important first step.
Definitely. It sets the stage, establishes that foundation before you dive into the specifics of each plane.
Makes sense.
And from there, you move straight into the first plane. The source calls this the mineral kingdom. This part focuses on connecting with those foundational grounding energies. Think minerals, rocks, crystals. The core idea seems to be releasing attachments tied to material security, building that stable inner foundation, like making sure the bedrock is solid before you build higher.
The stability of minerals as a metaphor for inner foundation. Okay. But how does the source suggest you actually use that? I mean, how does that grounding energy translate into daily life, like managing stress or becoming more resilient? Does it give concrete examples?
Yeah, it does emphasize practical application. For example, some meditations might involve visualizing yourself rooted like a mountain, drawing strength from the earth. The aim is really shifting your dependence away from external things, like possessions, towards an internal sense of security. So you feel grounded even if life outside gets a bit shaky.
Okay, that makes sense. Build the inner bedrock first. So once that's established, where does the framework take us?
Next up is the second plane, the plant kingdom. This shift moves us into healing and renewal, tapping into nature's resilience. Here, you explore the vital renewing energies of plants, of nature itself.
Can you give us a feel for what those meditative practices might look like here with plants? Are we talking about visualizing roots again, or maybe specific exercises for clearing energy blocks, like the source mentions?
It's often a mix. You might do visualizations, like imagining your body as a blooming flower, perhaps. Or clearing energy blocks could be visualized like pruning dead leaves, or maybe connecting with the energy of a whole forest to feel revitalized. The goal is aligning with life, natural cycles, growth, resilience, that sort of thing.
That's a nice image, pruning dead leaves. Okay, so after minerals and plants, the third plane brings us right into the human experience.
Yeah.
What parts of our emotional landscape does it focus on? And what makes it personal here compared to the others?
All right, this is where you dive deep into the emotional, the psychological side of being human. The source really emphasizes uncovering and releasing attachments, but not just to material stuff like in the first plane. Here, it's more about attachments to relationships, maybe identities we've built up, and those deep-seated limiting beliefs. It's about seeing how these emotional patterns might be holding you back. For instance, if you keep ending up in similar difficult relationships, this plane guides you to explore and release the underlying beliefs or attachments driving that pattern.
So not just seeing them, but actively releasing them. That sounds intense, but powerful. Okay, so after that self-reflection, the journey shifts again. Fourth plane, the realm of spirits. For someone maybe new to this, how does the source talk about connecting with ancestors or spirit guides? And what exactly does it mean to clear generational patterns?
Yeah, this plane is fascinating. It broadens the idea of self beyond just this one life. The source suggests that by connecting with ancestral spirits or guides, you can access wisdom and healing from, well, beyond the purely physical. And clearing generational patterns. That refers to the idea that certain emotional blocks, fears, maybe even behaviors can be passed down energetically through family lines, not just genetically. So the practices here are aimed at identifying and releasing those deeply embedded influences, almost like untangling energetic threads from your past that might still be affecting you now.
Wow, okay. That's a big leap, connecting personal healing to your whole lineage. And then we go up again to the fifth plane, the realm of divine law and light. What does the source mean by divine law here? How do you align with it?
That's a key question, isn't it? How do we align with higher principles? So in this plane, the Course introduces universal principles, things like love, truth, balance, often called divine law. It suggests connecting with angelic beings, ascended masters, beings who can guide you towards living in line with these universal truths. The goal is to transcend judgment, duality, basically moving beyond black and white thinking to a more unified perspective, seeing interconnectedness instead of opposition.
Okay, so fifth plane is divine law, then the sixth plane is the laws of the universe. How is that different? Is it more about like the physics of the cosmos than ethics?
That's a good way to put it. While the fifth is about fundamental principles like truth and love, the sixth invites you to align with the cosmic principles governing existence itself. Think sacred geometry, divine timing, the underlying harmony of everything. It's less moral law, more the energetic architecture of reality, if that makes sense. The teaching here is about learning to live and flow with these universal laws, releasing that need for rigid control, embracing trust, resilience, even when things are uncertain. Like a sailor understanding and trusting the currents.
Right, trusting the bigger picture. And that leads us to the final step, the seventh plane. The creator of all that is. This sounds like the absolute peak. How does the Course suggest someone experiences unity with this creator? What does transcend all limitations mean here?
Indeed, this is presented as the culmination. The experience of unity with the creator, the source of everything, unconditional love. The outcome described is embracing this profound state of peace, transcending all perceived limitations. Now, this doesn't mean you can suddenly, you know, levitate.
Right, right.
It's more about transcending the mental and emotional blocks that limit your potential, your perception of what's real. It's about aligning with your divine nature, truly realizing you're interconnected with the entire universe, and recognizing that connection can be a lasting source of resilience and peace in your life.
Wow. So we've journeyed through all seven planes from the grounding earth minerals right up to this expansive unity with the creator. It definitely sounds like a comprehensive approach to healing and self-discovery. And it seems like it could be useful whether you're brand new to meditation or already deep into spiritual practices.
Yes, exactly. And the core outcomes promised are pretty significant. You develop this deeper understanding of each plane. You learn powerful meditative and reflective tools. You release what the source calls entangled morphic fields, which is a fascinating idea about energetic patterns influencing us alongside those limiting beliefs we talked about. And you experience these healing energies, divine love, unity, cosmic balance, ultimately integrating a whole personalized toolkit for your spiritual life. And that ultimate goal, especially from the seventh plane, is experiencing unity with the creator, the source of all creation, unconditional love, leading to that state of peace, transcending limitations. It really hammers home that idea of realizing your interconnectedness with everything. And that connection itself becoming a source of strength, resilience, and peace.
That's definitely a lot to think about. It makes you wonder if the ultimate aim here is realizing you're connected to everything and embracing unconditional love. How might even just thinking about a map like this reshape how you interact with people day to day? Or even your sense of purpose? Long after you've stopped actively, you know, exploring the planes, something to ponder. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.